Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number one.
Look, I'm sorry to bother you about this, but that music's really loud.
I didn't realize you could hear it.
What will the woman probably do? Number two.
George is going to work in New York for the summer.
Can he do that and go to summer school?
What does the woman imply about George? Number three.
Shouldn't someone pick up the clothes from the cleaners?
Don't look at me.
What does the man mean? Number four.
Congratulations. I understand you got a job. When do you start work?
You must be thinking of someone else. I'm still waiting to hear.
What does the man mean? Number five.
Are you sure you corrected all the typing errors? You want to make a good impression.
I'd better read through the paper again.
What is the man going to do? Number six.
I think the whole class is going on the field trip next Friday.
I'm not so sure. Not everyone has paid the transportation fee.
What does the woman imply? Number seven.
Could you bring my calculator back? I need it to do my math homework tonight.
I don't know how to put this, but I dropped it, and now the on button doesn't light up.
What is the man's problem? Number eight.
Look at this note from the landlord.
What? We can't afford another $20 a month.
What are the speakers talking about? Number nine.
Janet said she's coming to my graduation.
But she has to work that week, doesn't she?
What does the man imply about Janet? Number 10.
Why is it that whenever I open my mailbox lately, I pull out letters addressed to you?
Until I find a new apartment, I'm having the post office forward my mail to your place.
What is happening to the man's letters? Number 11.
Have you seen Jim around? We're supposed to play tennis.
Well, his racket's here on the table.
What does the woman imply about Jim? Number 12.
How did the discussion on inflation go?
I didn't think I had much to say, but it lasted over an hour.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
I can't remember the due date for our final paper.
I think it's the 12th, but the professor said not to wait until the last minute to hand it in.
What did the professor suggest the students do? Number 14.
Gary says he's planning to take 2 extra courses this term.
He's got to be out of his mind.
What does the woman imply about Gary? Number 15.
I'm stopping at the museum shop. It's got some inexpensive prints that would make good gifts.
Especially if you're a modern art lover.
What does the man mean? Number 16.
Weren't you trying to get us all together for a picnic this weekend?
It never really got off the ground.
What does the woman say about the picnic? Number 17.
This intro to lit class wasn't supposed to be hard.
But it sure turned out to be, didn't it?
What does the man think about the class? Number 18.
I ought to call Joan and tell her about the meeting this afternoon.
Why bother? You'll see her at lunch.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 19.
What's happening with the library? Aren't they adding a new wing?
The construction crew's just finishing it up.
What does the woman mean? Number 20.
They said the train won't arrive till 9.
I guess that boils down to another delay in our schedule.
What does the woman mean? Number 21.
Don't forget to put your umbrella in the car.
Oh, it's just overcast.
What does the woman imply? Number 22.
I'm taking my roommate out for her birthday tonight. You know, to that fancy new restaurant.
You can't go like that. You'd better change.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 23.
Didn't Marion go shopping with you yesterday?
Even if she hadn't had a lot of studying, she would have preferred to stay home.
What does the man imply about Marion? Number 24.
I'm going to give up playing table tennis. I lost again today.
Just because you lost, is that any reason to quit?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 25.
Has Sally ever missed coming to one of our parties?
Only once, or twice at the most.
What does the man say about Sally? Number 26.
Would you like to come mountain climbing with us?
Thanks, but that's the last thing in the world I'd want to do.
What does the man mean? Number 27.
What have they decided to call the stadium?
No one's come up with anything yet.
What does the woman say about the stadium? Number 28.
Can you come to the concert with me this weekend, or do you have to prepare for exams?
I still have a lot to do, but maybe a break would do me good.
What will the man probably do? Number 29.
I hear you got lost on your way to the hotel.
I don't know how I did it. I've been there a million times.
What does the man mean? Number 30.
Have you seen this postcard from Ron? He's in Florida.
Oh, so he was able to get time off.
What had the woman assumed about Ron?